We be live! Hello everybody, me and Anna here again, back to you with another video for us to review, an interesting video. But before we get started, I see so many people in the live chat already telling people where we're from, where they're watching from. Like Zadier is again amazing. But again, before we start, Anna, did you want to tell people something?
Yeah, well, I live in Israel and the war between Israel and Hamas is still ongoing, so I might have to leave at any time in order to get to safety if there is a siren or any attack from the Hamas.
Yes, and I will thank you so much.
Also, without saying anything, I will just go. Like, if you see me running, don't panic.
Well, we will panic because that will mean that there are rockets being fired at you. So nice try. It's not going to stop us from panicking, especially with that explanation. But hopefully you'll be fine. Somebody's saying, Anna should just record this disclaimer. Yeah, we should just press a button and just like you can say that. Right. So this is a video. It's that I found from the channel Smile to Jannah. And it's so ridiculous that I thought we have to like, by the way, guys, you're welcome. Sometimes you go through your life forgetting how ridiculous religious people are. And I'm here for you guys. I'm here to remind you in case, also, especially if you feel stupid, you come and see how stupid other people are. And then it gives you some self-confidence. You're like, you know what? I'm fine. I'm not that guy, so I'm fine. I'm good. I'm doing good, right? So this is what I do for you. You're welcome. I think that deserves a like. Like the stream, guys, before we move forward, because of what me and Anna are doing here for you. Make sure you like. And also, after the stream is over, make sure you leave a comment. The comments help boost the channel. I know you guys, a lot of people give us super chats, and that's great. Without the super chats, we will not be able to continue because a lot of these videos get demonetized. But if you don't want to support us financially, that's fine. Just make sure you hit a like button at least. That's free. It's free. Please do that. It helps the channel. Okay. Nasreen is here. And everyone else. Okay. Darko is here. We'll be live. Yes. Yes. So, Anna, do you think I should just show the entirety of the video? I don't think I can do the entirety of the video. I think we have to stop in the middle of it and then come back again because it's 5 minutes. I can't show the full thing because, and also that will get like a copyright or some issues. So let me just try to show as much of it as possible and then come back to the beginning and then do the second half. Yeah, let me see what we can do.
Yes, indeed. What I'm saying is true. Yes, just give me a second because you know I verify the news that I post to you guys. So when I heard this, I had to get it checked because the original source, yes, the Israeli Hebrew newspaper, they removed this from their website. Why? Because this makes them look weak. It makes them look pathetic. And it gives credence to those memes that say IDF, Israel Defense Force, actually stands for Israeli Diaper Force. Yes, you've probably seen loads of memes like this, and that is now going to change to Israeli Diarrhea Force. Guys, if you are looking to donate to the people that are suffering in Palestine, I recommend One Ummah, who have a 100%.
Okay, I have to pause here and say something, okay? Don't. We have seen a lot of this money go to Hamas. So you think you're donating and supporting Palestinians, and which do deserve support. I think even if you want to support, maybe the UN ones are better. I don't know. Maybe do your research. But a lot of these charities go to Hamas directly. You're basically fueling and funding terrorists if you support some of these charities. Again, I actually, you know what? Just research it in and out complete. If you want to support Palestinians, make sure you do a lot more research than usual. When I try to donate to charity, I do a lot of research. Here, you need to double or triple your research because you might actually be funding terrorism if you don't.
donation policy. I will leave a link in the description. Yes, indeed, guys. Our very own S2J News channel reported this. The website pertaining news with regards to the Ummah created by none other than ourselves. The app is free for you to download. So when you go on the article, you will see that we have posted the screenshot of the Hebrew Israeli newspaper that posted it today. We've got the author there, we've got all the evidence there, mate. And they reported that a dangerous bacteria called the Shigella is spreading like wildfire amongst the Israeli army. This is causing them to have diarrhea, high temperature, and they are having to go to the hospital. And because it's diarrhea, it's spreading amongst them. Why? Because of the food that was donated to them by their own people. Yes, you saw people donating food to them, and ironically, they have been attacked by their own people from within. Normally, I wouldn't go for a title like this, but when I see our uncles, aunts, mothers, fathers, all crying for Gaza, for Palestine, and we see clips on a daily basis of dismembered Gazans, what did you think was gonna happen? Did you think Allah would ignore their cries? Did you think Allah would ignore the
Love the emotional music that he's playing while he's talking about diarrhea, but okay.
Tajud and the du'as and the salah of the millions of Muslims that have been keeping up with this story? Did you think, even the Muslims watching, did you think Allah was not listening? When we say 17 times at least, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd, that Allah hears the one who praises him. And when you see these people, even in the devastation and destruction, they are saying, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, Allah is sufficient for us.
Okay, I want to get back to every single one of these videos. Just wait for it, because this is so. I'm pausing because I don't want to get a copyright strike, because if I play it all the way through, that would be a copyright issue. But we will get back to this and we will take this video part by part.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. Allah is not dependent upon our prayers. Allah is not dependent upon the rulers. Allah is self-sufficient, independent. That's why one of his names is Al-Ghani. Rather, it is us who need the prayers. It is the rulers that need to be pulling their weight, because that is their test in this world. Allah is independent. He can do things without means. And this is just one humiliation that the oppressors are seeing. One humiliation that Allah has turned a meme into a reality. Allah has turned a parody into an actual real life event. From where? From amongst their own hands, from amongst their own people. They put that food in their own mouth with consent. And this is what happens to oppressors. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La'natullahi ala al-zalimin, that cursed are the oppressors. It doesn't matter if you're a Muslim or if you're a non-Muslim. If you oppress, you will suffer in this world and in the hereafter. And that's what we're seeing with these people over here. The du'as of the people are not being ignored by Allah. And that's why I say, continue your prayers, continue your activism, for these will stand in your favor on the day of judgment. Allah will not ask us for the result. Allah will ask us about what we did, whatever was in our power. What did we do? And alhamdulillah, the Ummah is coming together, praying, activism, du'as, going on mainstream media and academically giving our point of view. And I would say, continue turning yourselves towards Allah, for it is the principled believers that can and will bring change to this turbulent and lost planet that we are living on. Let's leave it there, guys. Until next time.
All right. So, Anna, let's go from the beginning and take this video part by part, okay? So,
yeah, I know Anna has. Before we start, I actually checked the Hebrew sources, the the article.
Oh, wait. No. Wait. Let him. Okay. So Anna is Israeli. Anna speaks Hebrew. And let me play that part. I'm going to go to the beginning. Before you mention the article, I want him to refer to the article. So wait, hold on a second. Let's play
Indeed.
That.
Indeed. What I'm saying is true. Yes, just give me a second because you know I verify the news that I post to you guys. So when
that's what I want you to. I want to play that before Anna humiliates this guy. By the way, we got a couple of super chats and members. I will get to those fast. But again, he says, what I tell you is true and I verify. And so remember that part. And what is it that he's claiming?
I heard this. I had to get it checked because the original source, yes, the Israeli Hebrew newspaper, they removed this from their website.
All right. I just wanted to play that part before Anna comes and responds to this. Go on, Anna.
So, well, first lie, they didn't remove it. It's still on their website under the same author. The only thing they did is slightly changing the title. It's the same article with the same photos, with exactly the same words, and they just changed the title. Like the first title means due to food donations, an increase in gastrointestinal diseases among soldiers, including inside Gaza. So they changed this title to the title right now, which is Soldiers in the Strip were diagnosed with dysentery caused probably due to food donations. 18 soldiers were evacuated for medical attention. Just 18 soldiers. Right. Okay, this is what right. The title says right now. Yeah. So this is the same article by the same author. Okay, I zoomed in on the author in the video in the screenshot.
Yeah. So 10 seconds in the video, guys, and it's nonsense. Like, look at this. So look at this. If you are a fan of Smile to Jenna, I just want you to know how stupid you are. I'm embarrassed for you. Look, you don't even need to watch the rest of the video for you to see either this guy is lying or he doesn't even know how to do research at a elementary school level. Yeah, how could he have missed that? Like, oh, they removed the article. Do you know how to Google, sir? Do you know how to do basic internet research? How did you miss that? The article is there. And he says the article was removed right after telling his audience that I will tell you the truth, right after telling the audience that I go and verify these things. So let me just I just want you to listen to it one more again. The lie that he tells you. No, let me finish. No, hold on. I want to play the lie that he says right after he claims that he tells you the truth and he verifies the information and then the article again. And also look at the pictures on the article that he has. And look at this. This is the same article, same picture, same publication. Go look it up yourself. It's still right there. So let me play it again one more time. Okay, let me play it first.
Yes, indeed. What I'm saying is true. Yes, just give me a second because you know I've...
Wait, let me go from the beginning because he's saying...
Yes, indeed. What I'm saying is true. Yes, just give me a second because you know I verify the news that I post to you guys. So when I heard this, I had to get it checked because the original source, yes, the Israeli Hebrew newspaper, they removed this from their website. Why? Because this makes them look weak. It makes...
You made yourself look weak and pathetic. Go on, Anna.
And I want to add that also if you search this article by its previous name, still the very first result it gives is this article. And I checked and also the source, the website didn't change. Okay, it's the same link. Because I also saw another article which used this article as a reference with the old name. And the link is the same. So yeah, you can just Google the old name and it gives this article. And this is by the same author. So, like, I had to really zoom in and I checked every single word. Okay, it's the same article.
Yeah. So look at this again. He's saying they're, it's so amazing how he says they look weak and pathetic while you embarrassing themselves. Actually, you know what? I take that back, Anna. I'll take that back, because I say that he looks weak and pathetic while calling other people weak and pathetic. But to be fair, his audience wouldn't go check this. His audience, he could come and make the most nonsensical claims without any evidence. He could come and say the opposite of what reality is, and his audience would be like, yes, yes, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, brother, you're completely correct. This is embarrassing. He could come and say, I mean, I'm not going to say YouTube is going to demonetize. I don't know. Maybe YouTube has already demonetized us. I don't know. I'm going to keep checking throughout the stream to see at what point in this conversation YouTube is going to decide to demonetize us. But again, look at him. Look at him saying, like, they look weak and pathetic. You look weak and pathetic, at least to us, at least to sane people. When you're telling people that the article was removed and we're showing you that the same article is up, when you're telling your audience that I tell the truth and I verify it before telling you, and then saying our enemies look weak, well, yeah, you look weak. You look pathetic. You look stupid.
Daily Hebrew newspaper. They removed this from their website. Why? Because this makes them look weak. It makes them look pathetic. And it gives credence to those memes that say IDF, Israel Defense Force, actually stands for Israeli...
So here's the thing. You guys went on AI and made these. And now you think that meme has come true. But the actual meme that has come true is Muslims not being very smart. That's the meme that has come true. That's the meme that has come true. And again, I don't know how people trust you guys. Again, this is not like academic level research that you need to go and, you know, cross-check and go look at the credibility of the sources and go look at the funding of the publication. And you need to go, I don't know, go do a backward, image, Google image search to see if it has been editing it. No, you just had to go to the website and see if the article is there. 101 basic research, and you missed it. And you're like, look how proud you are. Look how proud you are. How, even if you're Muslim, even if you're anti-Israeli, even if you're pro-genocide, even if you're pro-Hamas, how could you think like, oh, who am I following? Why is this guy this stupid? Look how much he's bragging about being right while being so obviously wrong. It's embarrassing. I feel embarrassed. I'm not on their team, and I feel embarrassed for them. I feel so sorry for people who are fans of this guy. I don't know. But go on.
Like, I feel they made my work so much easier. Like, it's in Hebrew, yeah. A major news source. I just Googled it and immediately I find the answer in my native tongue. Like, please show more misinformation about Israel. I want more like this.
Exactly. Okay, so Gaijin American gave us a super chat saying, Allah can Thanos snap their enemies because? Well, Gaijin American, you're making such a great point. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that so much. Like, you have no idea. I have so many points to make. And again, Seed is making another good point, which I will get to myself. And D is also making a good point, which I will get to myself. But Noman is using his membership to say, yay, hello, new people. Hi, Anna and Armin. Hi, Noman. All right. So let's watch the rest of this video and get to... This is just the beginning, okay?
Hyperforce. Yes. You've probably seen loads of memes like this. And that is now going to change to Israeli Diarrhea Force. Guys, if you are looking...
All right, so this is the part that he's talking about donating, which, again, I encourage you not to. I encourage you, if you want to help, don't trust this guy. Anna, are there any charities? Because I really do think people in Gaza do need support. But I'm actually don't know how, because I've seen how much Hamas steals the donations and use it to fuel their genocidal machine. So how could people... I don't know. Do you have any ideas on how could people help the people in Gaza if they wanted to without, like, supporting terrorism? Is there a way?
Honestly, I don't know such way, because any food, water, any help, financial help is getting through Hamas first. Like, they are the first to put their hands on it. And, like, maybe even if a small part is getting to the Gazan people, you are just making their lives more miserable. You are making the lifespan of Hamas get longer.
Yeah, but again, I don't know what the answer is, because I do want people in Gaza to not go without food, medicine, water. I usually trust Save the Children. As I can see, Save the Children has a page for donations for West Bank and Gaza. So again, I see that they have that. I usually trust them. I don't know what they do to make sure the money doesn't get to Hamas. But again, do you guys make sure, if you do want to help, I don't want to encourage people not to help, because I want food, and we all should want food, water, and medicine to get to the hands of people in Gaza. I just think, like, you need to really, really check what you're supporting before you do so. Because like Anna said, if you support Hamas, even if you didn't mean to, you're actually increasing the suffering of people in Gaza.
100% donation policy. I will leave a link in the description. Yes, indeed, guys. Our very own S2J News channel reported this. The website pertaining news with regards to the Ummah, created by none other than ourselves. The app.
Guys, look, think about this app. If this is the level of an Anna, look at this. If this is the level of an app, you can see how dumb that app is. If you want to get misinformation, go download that app. You can see the quality of the research that they do. It has been demonstrated here for you guys.
It's free for you to download. So when you go on the article, you will see that we have posted the screenshot of the Hebrew Israeli newspaper that posted it today. We've got the author there. We've got all the evidence there, mate. And they were
all the evidence that you didn't even check. Oh my God. Oh God. This is so easy. Why is it so easy to destroy these people? Go on, Anna.
Yeah, and actually, they posting this screenshot, it helped me a lot to find the original article. Thank you. Like, if you just said the name, maybe I wouldn't find it. So thank you very much. That making my work so easy. It's really just a pleasure to work with you. I'm talking about this Muslim preacher, of course.
Yeah. Omar, thank you so much for the super sticker. Guys, again, I'm not sure, but usually at some point during the stream, we get we have been demonetized. Yes, we have, guys, again, this is why we need your super chats. Let me show you on the screen. We have officially been demonetized. I don't know what we have said that made us worthy of demonetization so far. I didn't say anything bad. Did we say anything bad? No, I think I said like genocidal. That might be the reason why we got demonetized. So, guys, congratulations. We're only 20 minutes into the stream and we've been demonetized. So this is why Omar Super Chat and other Super Chat by Gajian American, by Omar, and I also see by Obsessed Runner. Yeah, by Obsessed Runner. This is why we need your Super Chats, because we get demonetized. They don't even wait for the stream to finish before they demonetize it. So thank you so much, Omar. I'm going to submit an appeal right now, request a review. Usually when we request for a review, at some point the demonetization will be removed. However, by that time, because it will be a day or two after the stream is over, we have already lost most of the audience. So it doesn't really matter that much that they monetized us after that. But again, I just wanted to show you guys what we're dealing with, and thank you guys for the super chats. Let me actually bring this idiot back up on the screen before I read the other super chats. Again, guys, we thank you so much. So Obsessed Runner with another super chat saying support the Palestinians through supporting Israel. They do more for the average Palestinian than Hamas. Perfect answer. You're right, because actually before the October 7th attack, also there were a lot of Israelis who were trying to employ people from Gaza, trying to support them financially to improve. Yeah, exactly. If you want to see a better, if the stronger Israel gets, the better it is for the Palestinian people. Yeah, so if you want to support the Palestinian people, support Israel. Very good answer, Obsessed Runner. Very much like that answer. Yes. And then We got another super chat from Obi saying, Armin and Anna, good job. Every day, sometimes a few times a day, great balance job, help bring back our abducted citizens. Yes, please, people, whoever can support that in any way possible, please do so. And again, thank you so much for you guys for the super chat, because again, without these super chats, we will not be able to continue given all the demonetizations that we face. All right, let's watch the rest of the video.
That a dangerous bacteria called the Shigella is spreading like wildfire amongst the Israeli army. This is causing them to have diarrhea, high temperature, and they are having to go to the hospital. And because it's diarrhea, it's spreading amongst them. Why? Because of the food that was donated to them by...
All right, go, Anna.
So... this dangerous bacteria, the Shigella, is actually dysentery, and this disease goes by itself when untreated after 3 to 7 days. So you can just even not go to the doctor, and usually it goes away. Yeah, it is very unpleasant. It causes diarrhea and high temperature, high body temperature. And for this reason, the soldiers who were in Gaza, 18 in number, okay, not an epidemic, just a local outbreak, in a very specific unit, just this outbreak, these 18 soldiers, they were taken out of Gaza because, of course, high temperature and diarrhea are going to incapacitate them from fighting. And they were taken to a couple of days in a nearby military base in the south of Israel. And probably now they already returned back to Gaza to the fighting. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's continue. I have so much to say. I'm just trying to hold back because I want to say it at some.
Their own people. Yes, you saw people donating food to them. And ironically, they have been attacked by their own people from within. Normally, I wouldn't go for a title like this. But when I see our uncles.
Go on, Anna.
So in the original article, they say that a possible cause for this outbreak was the donated food, but other possible causes are also lack of hygiene, and maybe the food got contaminated while it was transported there, right? And yeah, a lot of Israelis do donate a lot of things for soldiers, and this is usually like a good thing. It helps the morale of the soldiers, and it brings variety to them. So like, if you just continue reading, it's not the food caused it. No, it's maybe the food, maybe the hygiene, maybe both. And also dysentery, it can be spread through people. Like if you come in contact with contaminated food of water or water and contaminated by the waste of a diseased person. So you can get it. So it can easily spread like this in bad hygienic conditions.
Right, okay.
Aunts, mothers, fathers, all crying for Gaza, for Palestine. And we see clips on a daily basis of dismembered Gazans. What did you think was gonna happen? Did you think Allah would ignore their cries? Did you think Allah would ignore that the Hajjud and the Du'as and the Salah?
Think about what he's saying. This is so embarrassing. He's trying to embarrass the Israeli military. But think about the all-powerful God who is trying to answer your prayers. I mean, he used to send fires from the sky. He used to wipe out entire nations because people were doing, you know, oppressing his people, right? Because people didn't do what God wanted to do. Even his own people, he used to bring them so much misery and hardship. You know, imagine what he did to cities that were wiped out simply because people were sinning, or nations of people who were wronging his people. What did God do to them? Go look at his scripture. Whether all Abrahamic faiths, go look at Christian scripture, Jewish scripture, Islamic scripture. Look at what God did to people as a demonstration of his power. right? And that God that had created the entirety of the universe, that God that is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, and people, his people, are now crying, asking for something. They're looking at, look at the devastation in Gaza. Look at all the people who are suffering. And they're looking at their God to come to their aid. After all the people who have been killed, after all the people who have been dismembered, and the children in Gaza crying out for their help from their God, what does that God do? And giving his record of what he can do, what does he do? He gives the enemy soldiers diarrhea. He gives the enemy soldiers diarrhea in response to the cries of the Palestinian mothers for their children being killed and for their children to be dismembered and all the misery that is happening to them. By the way, I would say from Hamas, not from Israeli military. That's what's doing it to it. This is what that God will tell you. God will tell that. Allah tells that Palestinian mother, I've heard your cries. I've heard your cries and I'm coming to your aid. By a slight inconvenience to the Israeli soldier, I will give them diarrhea. You're welcome. You're welcome, Palestinian people. You're welcome. I know you have been suffering and I've heard your cries and I will respond by giving the enemy soldiers diarrhea. Are you not satisfied? Are you not happy? I'm sure it was even worth losing your child just so that you could see, just so you could see that the enemy soldiers being humiliated in such a way. I mean, it's worse. It's worse than what you have suffered. I know you have been suffering a lot, but I mean, come on. Have you had diarrhea for a few days? That is by far worse, by far worse. But go on, Anna, what do you think?
And I mean, he makes it sound like it was a pandemic, like it's spreading like wildfire, but it was just 18 soldiers for several days who were incapacitated by diarrhea, and now they are back. They're back, okay? No one suffered any long-term complications from this.
Yeah. He thinks he's humiliating the Israeli soldiers. You're humiliating your own God. Your own God. I am the Alpha and the Omega and the diarrhea bringer to 18 soldiers for a couple of days. That's what I am. I am, oh my God. How do you not see how embarrassing this is for your religion? How do you not? Do you have any self-awareness here? Jesus Christ. All right. Let's see. So we have some super chats. Noman is saying, fine, I will do some more super chats. Okay, guys. Thank you so much, Noman. By the way, guys, if you cannot donate to us financially with super chats, just make sure you like the stream. Just like the stream. That's free. But thank you so much to everybody who's giving us super chats. Because again, I showed you guys that we were demonetized. And your super chats really help us. Thank you. And Sean is saying, hi, new here. I recently canceled my subscription at TYT. Good job. Because I found their coverage to be very biased against Israel. Did I overreact? No, you did not. You should not support TYT. Thank you so much, I think, for not supporting TYT. They are very, very one-sided and biased. I mean, it's okay to be biased towards the truth, but they are biased against the truth. So there's that. But thank you so much for coming from there to here. That's a major improvement. But go on, Anna.
Yeah, I just want to make it clear that dysentery isn't a life-threatening disease most of the time. And like, I worked in a call center for a hospital, and usually people even don't go to the family medicine doctor because of dysentery. Not even going, like, the hospital is too much, because it just goes by itself after a couple of days. And if it doesn't, maybe in rare cases, you would give them antibiotics and it will go away. Okay, it is so rare to have any long-term complications from this. And like, if this is the best that God can do, he could give them any other disease and it would be better. Like, he could give them COVID maybe and it would be better.
Yeah, I will actually show you something that would be more convincing to a curse from Allah, from a religious, you know, from a dumb religious mindset, something that would look more like a miracle, I will show you what that looks like. Again, that's not a miracle. Only a stupid religious mind can think that's a miracle. But I will show you something that at least a little bit more convincing after this is over. But let's continue.
Of the millions of Muslims that have been keeping up with this story, did you think, even the Muslims watching, did you think Allah was not listening? When we say 17 times at least, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd, that Allah hears the one who praises him. And when you see these people, even in the devastation and destruction, they are saying, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, Allah is sufficient for us.
Look at this. Look at these people who are crying, and Allah hears them. Allah hears them and responds with diarrhea. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this poor child. Why are you insulting Allah so much? Why are you insulting this child so much? You are claiming, look at this poor child. You're claiming the response. A worthy response to this cry, the cries of this child, is to give diarrhea to 18 soldiers? Is this not insulting the poor people of Gaza? Is this not, guys, are you not? I am insulted. I am insulted for him to show a Palestinian child losing so much and crying. I'm praying, and you suggesting that Allah heard him and responded with diarrhea. I feel so much shame on your behalf to put on a video of a child facing so much hardship, and you suggesting to your audience that the worthy response was diarrhea. Is this not an insult to the people of Gaza? I am angry. Like, I am angry. And these people act like they're pro-Palestinian. You're insulting the people in Gaza by doing this. How dare you? Like, how dare you? You are anti-Palestinian. The people who act like they're Palestinian, they're insulting them. They look at their misery and they're trying to use their misery for their propaganda. For a God that sends diarrhea in response. Why, if your God is all powerful, how could he not stop this? How could he not save this child? He sends diarrhea instead. Fuck your God. Fuck your religion. And fuck you. Oh my God. Sorry.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. Allah is not dependent upon our prayers. Allah is not
Anna, go on.
Like, right before it, he said it is because we pray, and before he said, like, Sami Allahu liman hamida, because we say it 17 times a day. It is what you say while you pray. And now he says Allah isn't dependent on prayers. Like, isn't he just said it's because we pray? He just said it because we say Sami Allahu liman hamida 17 times. This is what you say in a prayer after, like, Allahu Akbar and the two surahs, this the Al-Fatiha and another surah. You do the like the position that I don't know how to call it, like, that you stand like this.
This sujda. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sujda. after you come stand upright again, you say Sami Allahu liman hamida. Yeah. So yes. he just said it is because we say it 17 times a day, and now he said that God isn't dependent on prayers. So I don't understand his message. Is God listening to prayers or not listening to prayers? Is he sufficient? No,
God listens to prayer and he answers them, but he doesn't need them. That's what their stance is. Yeah. So God will do whatever he wanted to anyways, but he does it in response to your prayers. This is a contradiction in Islam and other Abrahamic religions that if you ask too many questions about it, they will just say that it's beyond human comprehension. And that's how they get away from saying illogical things. But let's continue.
Dependent upon the rulers.
The ruku is when your sujda is when you go all the way down. I don't know if you want to. Did you mean the halfway or the all the way down? I don't know which one you were.
The halfway. After you,
you're
standing the halfway, right? After become upright again, you say, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana wa lakal hamd.
Right, exactly. Oh, we got another super chat. Thank you so much. Shekels. We got 30 shekels from Israel. Guys, look, we're Zionist funded. Thank you so much. Maya is saying, guys, what's the best way to learn Arabic? Any suggestions? Well, as somebody, Anna, who is learning Arabic right now, by the way, guys, Anna speaks four languages. Anna speaks Russian, English, Hebrew, Persian, and now she's going for her fifth, which is Arabic. Do you have any suggestions, Maya, for learning Arabic?
Well, first of all, you can try to find a language exchange partner. And if he knows Arabic well, then you can meet every couple of days and just speak a little bit of Arabic. Also, reading helps a lot. And I love starting with children's books because I love having the native content from the beginning. Yeah. I'm not very interested to reading Cinderella in Arabic. No, I will find Arabic children's books. Yeah.
Great. Good suggestions. All right, let's continue.
Allah is self-sufficient, independent. That's why one of his names is Al-Ghani. Rather, it is us who need the prayers. It is the rulers that need to be pulling their weight because that is their test in this world. Allah is independent. He can do things without means. And this is just one humiliation that the oppressors are seeing. One humiliation that Allah has turned a meme into a reality. Allah has turned a parody into an actual real life event. From where? From amongst their own hands, from amongst their own people. They put that food in their own mouth with consent. And this is what happens to oppressors. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This is what happens to oppressors. God, be afraid, be very afraid. You could go oppress people. And you could go, and then God might give you diarrhea for a couple of days. Okay, this is what happened. Why does look how weak they are? This is, I think, a sign of inferiority complex. They have nothing going for them, so they have to be happy with diarrhea. That's what you're holding on to. There's nothing. You have nothing else. You're being defeated and crushed, and you are a plague upon your own ummah. You have brought the Muslims to misery with your Islam and your dogmatic ideology, and you're becoming weaker and weaker year by year. And the only way for Islamic countries to advance is by becoming less Islamic. We can see the correlation and causation even in Islamic countries. The more Islamic they are, the weaker they are. The less Islamic they are, the stronger they become. So Islam brings nothing but misery. Islam brings nothing but weakness. Islam is pathetic. Islam needs to be eradicated. And you guys are showing that to us. You are showing that to us, that the only sign of strength that you could display, like, you look at, after all this time, the only sign of strength that you could display is IDF soldiers getting diarrhea for a few days. Look how pathetic and weak you are, that this is what you have to show to your community as a sign of strength. Unbelievable. This is what you have. You're demonstrating to us your own weakness.
Ta'ala says, La'natullahi ala al-zalimeen, that cursed are the oppressors. It doesn't matter if you're a Muslim or if you're a non-Muslim. If you oppress, you will suffer in this world and in the hereafter. And that's what we're seeing with these people over here. The du'as of the people are not being ignored by Allah. And that's why I say, continue your prayers, continue your activism, for these will stand in your favor on the day of judgment. Allah will not ask us for the result. Allah will ask us about what we did, whatever was.
See, I know this is another dangerous mindset that religions have. This is unfortunately true with most all religions, that it's not a consequentialist. It doesn't have a consequentialist mindset. It doesn't care about the results. It only cares about you doing your religious duty, regardless of the results. And this not having a mindset of caring about the results produces, surprisingly, poor results. Who would have thought?
In our power, what did we do? And alhamdulillah, the ummah is coming together.
So we got another super chat, 699. Thank you so much, SFL, saying keep spreading the truth. Thank you so much, guys. We got so many super chats today. And again, because we got demonetized, we do need them. I showed you at the beginning of the stream, 20 minutes into the stream, we were demonetized. And your super chats are making the difference for us to be able to continue doing the streams. Because with the demonetization, we would not be able to continue doing what we're doing. So thank you, everybody, for the super chats. And for the people who like the stream. Go on, Anna.
By the way, like, no one is probably finding out how much dysentery is prevalent among Gazians. Like, it's so easy to get dysentery, and like, yeah. my friend got dysentery in China. Like, you don't, it hasn't any like, it can be caused by so many things, like if they are contaminated, that It's just very funny that they think that 18 soldiers with dysentery shows the might of God against Israel. This is what they came from, what they came with, like not even something that can debilitate the soldiers for a long time. This is so wild, yeah.
Yeah,
and they talk about it like it's life threatening. Yeah, usually it's not.
Yeah. By the way, Seed mentioned this earlier. I wanted to highlight this again because Seed put it very clearly. Saying so, Allah allowed thousands of Palestinians to die, but only gives the IDF diarrhea? Yes. LOL. Exactly. Again, guys. Sometimes when we say LOL and we laugh at the situation, some people might suggest that so many people are dying. What are you guys laughing? We're laughing at how insane this is. And sometimes you need to, when you see tragedy like this and you see how people, how pathetic and how weak some arguments are, you laugh at the ridiculousness of it. And you need to, because it's sometimes laughing is the best weapon. Sometimes laughing at how absurd these solutions are and how these horrible the methodology, the conclusions, the logical thinking that these people have, you need to laugh. You need to, because laughing humiliates it. Laughing at something, it's a way of de-weaponizing it. So it's important to laugh at ridiculous suggestions and ridiculous way of life as a way to try to bring it down, try to demonstrate to the people that might believe in it of what ridiculous ideology they have. So again, I know it might seem like not the right thing to do, especially in the face of all this darkness and all this misery, but sometimes laughing at something is a weapon. But go on, Anna, if you have something.
By the way, I'm very happy that they are spreading these memes with our soldiers in diapers and saying they are weak and white and like not posing any real threat, and this is actually serving Israel, you know, because if Muslims and Arabs think that Israeli soldiers are weak, then they are maybe too arrogant when fighting with Israeli soldiers, I mean in Gaza. So it actually serves our side. Yeah, the fact that the Muslim communities sent each other so many memes about this. Yeah.
Yeah. We keep sending those memes. Maya just gifted 5 memberships. Thank you so much, Maya. Guys, I'm going to be doing Q&A streams with members only soon. So please, thank you. So if you received one of those memberships, you could join one of those Q&As in pretty soon. I think I'm going to do it next week. Next week. But thank you so much, Maya. And if you're not a member, consider becoming a member, both because that supports the channel and also because we will have members-only Q&As. All right, let's continue with this video. And again, guys, I have something to show you at the very end. which looks closer to a curse from God than what this guy is showing us, right? So that, again, I don't believe in curses from God, but again, if there was any, this would be it. But let's go.
What did we do? And alhamdulillah, the ummah is coming together, praying, activism, du'as, going on mainstream media and academically giving our point of view. And I would say, continue turning yourselves towards Allah, for it is the principled believers that can and will bring change to this turbulent and lost planet.
I don't know, this guy has to make up his mind. Is Allah just going to do his thing and you are praying just because you need it and not Allah, and it's not going to change anything? Or are you guys going to change something? You can't have it both ways. He keeps switching. He can't make up his mind. But go on, Anna.
Also, he says that now the Ummah is united and everything is great, right? But what I see is the Ummah is united around one thing. And this is the hatred towards Israel and Jews, especially. Muslims from all around the world equally hate Jews. And this is what unites the Ummah, not the desire to help Palestinians. No, the hatred towards Jews.
Right, but here's the thing. Let's not generalize. Many, many Muslims and many, many, you know, but not all of them. Okay, so many. So I just want to make sure that I know Muslims. There are Muslims and Arabs who don't hate Jews. There are Muslims and Arabs who are support Israel. But yeah, you're correct. That is the most unifying factor, is the hatred of Jews. That is correct. And Zaid is saying, again, why didn't the Ummah come together for the children of Yemen, Sudan, and Syria? Yes. We supported the children of Yemen and Syria. Sudan, we could have done. I'm going to be honest here. Sudan, we could have done more. But Yemen and Syria, we did more on an atheist channel than they did on their own Islamic channels. Exactly. And Seed with the super. Thank you so much for the $5 super chat, Seed, saying YouTube sucks. Here's some cash. Thank you. Pretty direct. And thank you so much, Seed. That's pretty direct. I appreciate the super chats. Again, guys, these super chats make up for the fact that we're demonetized, but we appreciate that. So let's finish this. Oh, go. You want to say something or?
I just want to say that YouTube algorithm, for some reason, it only shows me videos about donating to build the masjid in Norway and also donating to Gaza. And if again we say that we don't know where the money is going, like maybe it's all going to the Hamas, so like we are against donating I don't know how YouTube algorithm made the decision, because I'm subscribed mainly to atheist channels, so probably right. Just the videos I see and not the actual subscribed channels I see. Yeah.
Right. So English Unveiled is saying, I'm technically Muslim, but I don't hate Jews. And yes. So we want to make sure that we highlight people. But here's the thing, English Unveiled. Anna herself has brought a lot of videos to us, to Atheist Republic, showing Palestinians who support Israel, showing Palestinians and Muslims and Arabs who are against Jew hatred. So just because somebody... So Anna hasn't been doing a lot of streams. Just because some people use generalized language, that doesn't mean they are generalizing. It's just sometimes we need practice to be able to always... after so many years of streaming, sometimes use generalized language without meaning it. So, but I know Anna herself has been very, very... it's very important for her to bring the voices of Muslims and Arabs who are different from what a lot of people... believe, just to break destroy the stereotype that exists. So even just know that I didn't. If you go look at the previous streams that we had, a lot of those videos that we did showing the dissent from Arabs and Muslims speaking out against Hamas, that was sent to me by Anna. Just wanted to also make sure I defend Anna here.
Many Muslims, they hate Jews, but not all Muslims hate Jews. And a lot of the times it's just like the education system and everything that they are told from a very young age. And I think this is the main reason, like not even necessarily Islam, but just the education system, and yeah, and also the media.
Right. So we got a super chat saying, from Sinister, saying, since you said that it's crucial we atheists support trans people, I mean, I didn't say we atheists support trans people. Everybody, I think, should support trans people, regardless of them being atheists or not. And then Sinister Frog saying, how does that square here? You know they hate you now after supporting Israel. Well, I don't think trans people hate, all trans people hate me. I'm sure some of them hate me and some of them don't. There are many trans people who I have trans, I mean, there are trans people right here in the live chat who support Israel. And there's trans people who don't support Israel, but can tolerate differing opinions. I don't think you should generalize trans people like that. And even trans people who hate me, I still want to support them and support their rights. I'm not going to make my support for people's rights conditional on whether or not they support me. I support human rights, including humans who are against me, simply because they'd be human, right? But thank you for the super chat. I appreciate that. That really helps us. Niker Beaker is saying, thanks, Armin, and all your co-hosts. Yeah, so that would be Susanna, Anna, and Secularity. Your work is so valuable and greatly appreciated. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for the major wave of super chats here in the live chat today. That's really great. We usually don't get this many super chats. But let's finish this video, and I'm going to show you the curse from God, you know, as it should look like, what a curse from God should look like. But hold on, let's finish this.
That we are living on. Let's leave it there, guys. Until next time.
Oh, that's it. So again, I'm going to show you what I mean here. So I don't know if you guys, and I saw a lot of you guys pointed this out in the live chat. And yes, I have that ready for you guys. I know when people were saying, when we were talking about curse from Allah, a lot of people were like, wait a minute, what about that Turkish politician? And I'm like, yeah, guys, I know. I'm going to bring it up. And here, as you guys mentioned in the live chat, we got another super chat from Obsessed Runner saying, keep up the good work, Armin and Anna. And FCK YouTube. Yes, exactly. Thank you so much, Obsessed Runner. And also, this video that I'm going to play right now goes to the super chat that Gaijin American sent at the beginning of the show saying, Allah can't just like Thanos snap their enemies because? ? Exactly. And D was also pointing out that Muhammad himself was poisoned and he suffered the rest of this life because of it. So I don't know how they see this as a sign of Allah being against you when Muhammad himself was poisoned, according to the Sirah. So let's watch this video and see what you think. So because you guys can't speak Turkish, it tells you on the screen, Turkish lawmaker has a heart attack after saying Israel will suffer the wrath of Allah. And guys, tell me what happened to him. I'm not sure what happened to him after this heart attack. So he's saying, you will not escape the wrath of Allah. The man is saying, I don't know, this is such an amazing coincidence that this is happening. The man in the Turkish parliament is saying to Israelis that you will not escape the wrath of Allah. See what happens.
Bundan kurtulamayacaksınız. Hepinizi saygıyla selamlıyorum.
I started to. Look, he fell right after saying that. Right after he's saying to Israelis that you will not escape the wrath of Allah, he fell on the ground. And guys, did he actually die? Some people are saying he died. He died a day later in intensive care unit. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, so people, Army news reports are that he died. Right after he tells Israelis, I mean, if he was, Anna, I ask you something. If this guy was an Israeli politician and he said that we would be victorious against Hamas and he died right after, do you have any doubt that Smile to Jannah, Ali Dava, Muhammad Hijab, all like Daniel Hayraju, they would be lining up to say that this is the curse of Allah? Would they not say that? Tell me.
They said about like dysentery in 18 soldiers. So of course they would say this. Of course.
What did
they would Which say one? Here, you see the punishment of Allah in live, real, in the real world. Allah isn't waiting to punish the people who go against him. Yeah, now come to Islam.
Does this not look like, again, we're atheists here, but if we were religious, that would we not think, okay, now we know what God, what side God is? Like, would you not think like, okay, I mean, if there are supposed to be, so we don't believe in God sending signs, right? And through like miracles or messages through events happening. But if God was actually sending signs, right? If God was actually trying to show to the people whose side he is and what he's trying, what his miracles look like, wouldn't this be it? If, again, there is no such thing, but if there was, there is no clearer sign than this. I mean, if you're a Muslim, just ask yourself, if you're a Muslim and you actually believe that God intervenes and sends miracles and does miracles, why did Allah do this? Why would Allah do this? Because this is a work of Allah. You as a Muslim believe that Allah does everything. Everything happens because Allah does. So why would Allah, when somebody comes and says Allah will send his wrath to the Israelis, and right after, like not even a minute, it takes a few seconds after he said that for him just to fall in front of everybody from a heart attack. Why would Allah allow this to happen? Wouldn't he be sending mixed messages here? Isn't this mixed messages to his ummah? Like, okay, Allah, I saw what you did here. I don't understand it. What are you trying to tell us here? Explain this to me if you're a Muslim, but go on, Anna.
And it was also recorded, like, live, and everyone saw this in a large stadium. Like, it looks really like a sign from Allah to the Muslims in the world.
Right. Yeah. So, base God is saying he actually died with the super chat. Thank you for the super chat. Yeah, he actually did die from this. And Obsessed Runner is saying it makes a point for there being a God. Yeah, actually, if there is a God, it seems to be Jewish. Anna, how do I convert to Judaism? Because apparently, this God, it's not Christianity or Islam. Apparently, is the Yahweh. How do I convert to Judaism? Is there a way? Is there a way? Because this, I now believe after seeing this miracle. Weird miracle.
But it's a very long process. Converting to Judaism is possible, but it takes like a year, maybe.
No, never mind. I was considering it. That's too much work. Never mind. I choose hell. Sean with the 10 pound super chat saying, ha ha ha. Yeah, guys, it's okay to laugh at this man dying. You know, I'm gonna say this again, and a lot of people would be afraid to say, like, oh, you shouldn't make fun of somebody who's dying. No, screw this man, screw this anti-Semitic, anti-Israeli, evil person. Ha-ha, at you. That you die. Yeah, exactly. I'm not ashamed of dying of laughing at somebody who's dying when it's this. It's poetic, it's beautiful, and I celebrate it. I celebrate this. Again, I do not condone violence. This was a natural death. I think it's fine when people who are wishing misery upon people for them to just go out naturally. Again, I do not condone violence at all in any ways, guys. Don't like, but this happened naturally. Okay, so I think it's fine. It's just poetic. Why are you not covering this? Like, smile to Jannah. Like, why are you hiding this? Are you guys afraid? Why you covered the diarrhea, people getting diarrhea? At least come and explain this. Like, when you guys are trying to show that Israel is being humiliated, and we show what you're saying and we respond to it, so many people came out and made fun of this, and you guys didn't even respond. You guys don't even have a video explaining how does this make sense with your Islamic beliefs. Because why? Because you're afraid. You know, if you show this to your ummah, people will think like, okay, I don't know what Allah means by this. But yeah, go on, Anna. You want to say something?
Like, when I ask Jews about things that they can't explain, they say the ways of God are mysterious. I guess, like, here Muslims, yes, the only thing they can say about this incident is that God's ways are mysterious and he's guiding people how he wants and wishes.
Right. You know what? No, you know what? Here's what I would do if I was a Muslim. Like, he said such an amazing thing. Allah was like, okay, you need to come home. I love you so much. I'm going to bring you home right away. God expedited his travel to heaven. That would be the Islamic explanation. How about that? If you believe in magic, you could come up with excuses for everything. So look,
yeah. Allah'ın gazabından kurtulamayacaksınız. Hepinizi saygıyla selamlıyorum.
Good night. Bye. Good night.
Allah'ın gazabından kurtulamayacaksınız.
One more time.
Hepinizi saygıyla selamlıyorum.
Wait, let me read what he said again. You will not escape the wrath of Allah.
Hepinizi saygıyla selamlıyorum.
I salute you all. Taleb, yeah, amazing, unbelievable.
Also,
you could not make this stuff up.
Like in the Quran and other religious scriptures, they have so many times when just even like the birds were making projectiles and throwing on elephants and things like this. Like, and to hear God just brings diarrhea.
Yeah. You know what, Anna? He did die and got a heart attack, but he didn't get diarrhea. So that would be worse, right? So that would be worse. I would rather die from a heart attack than get diarrhea, to be honest, right?
Yeah, in front of people.
In front of, yeah, exactly. That would be embarrassing. Yeah. Anyway, guys, we talked about so many bad things today here. So this video will probably not only get demonetized, but also get deprioritized, which is worse than getting demonetized. Deprioritized means that YouTube will not recommend this video as much as other videos. It will not show it in people's feeds. It will not show it on recommended videos. So to fight back, to get it prioritized, we need you to like this stream. It takes only 1 second. If you're watching this on Twitter, if you're watching this on Facebook, if you're watching this on Twitch, I need you to hop over to Atheist Republic's YouTube channel and come and like these videos. Just subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the bell notification. If you're subscribed, that is not good enough. YouTube will not tell you when we are going live if you're only subscribed. You also need to hit the bell notification so that YouTube tells you. That's probably the only way that YouTube might decide to tell you when we're live. So make sure you hit the bell notification. And yeah, like, oh, we got another super chat. What country is this from? BGN. Hold on. BGN currency. Bulgarian. Amazing. We got I don't know if we have ever supported from Bulgaria before. I don't remember.
Let me read this. Some sentences in Bulgarian, to be honest. Like, I tried to learn it very shortly.
Tell us a sentence in Bulgarian before I read the super chat.
Okay, wait. Аз се казвам Ана. Аз уча български язык.
Amazing. Anna, you're just trying to intimidate the rest of us, okay? Yeah, you're making us feel stupid. Sinister Frog is saying, there's no such thing as a soul, so the entire trans concept being born in the wrong body goes against science and rationality, which you should stand for. It seems like you're afraid to admit it. Okay, I don't think you need to believe in a soul to believe that gender dysphoria is a thing. Science supports the fact that there is such a thing as a gender dysphoria. When I support trans people, I don't talk about souls. Do you know there's academic literature that supports that gender dysphoria is actually a thing? That is actually a thing. So I don't know what you're talking about. But if you want to talk about this we could, like, you could do a stream together or something. I don't know. Reach out. Guys, if you guys want to debate me about any topic, reach out to me on Twitter. We'll discuss it, see if it would be a good idea. My DMs are open. If you are a Muslim and if you want to debate me about Islam, if you want to debate me about trans issues, if you are a believer that wants to debate me about God, if you are anti-Zionism, I am a Zionist. I'm a proud Zionist. And if you want to debate me about Zionism, about any takes I have over the Middle East, okay, if I'm a supporter of liberal values, if you want to debate me about that, my Twitter DMs are open. Link to my Twitter. You could just search for Armin Navabi on Twitter, and you will, that will be the first thing that shows up. And you can message me on Twitter and set up a debate. We'll see. You know, but you have to have good internet connections. You need to have a good microphone. You need to be able to be somewhat good at talking, you know, so that people don't get bored listening to us. And yeah, that's basically it. Anna, want to say something?
Well, can I say why do I support transgenders? Like, yes, I have a very, very simple reason. Like, if a person feels better while living in another gender, like turning from a man to a woman or vice versa, then why not allowing him? He doesn't harm anyone, right? So this is the only reason. Just let people to live as they want.
Yeah, exactly. Just for you. It doesn't cost as much. Spacely is saying, Armin supporting trans people, but dead naming X. Yes, that's true. It's X, not Twitter. Sorry about that. I'm sorry to dead for X for dead naming it. Yes. Okay, guys. Again, we're gonna leave. I'm gonna get ready for our next show, which is gonna be in Persian. If you speak Persian, hop over to the Persian channel, Jumhuriya Bi Khodayan. Me and Anna there are going to be talking about ridiculous Bible verses from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. So the Old Testament ones will cover Judaism as well. But we thought since it's Christmas, we should basically be making fun of Christianity on our Persian channel. So if you like that, make sure you hop over there and check that out. But you need to be able to speak Persian or else you're not going to understand anything we're saying. Anyways, guys, till next stream. Bye. Mwah.